Hi, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, this is Devin Neese.
Hey, Devin, how you doing?
I am well, man. Thank you for giving me some time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. You got it. You got it.
So I've been online looking at some of the information for Venture Asheville and the Chamber of Commerce and whatnot. But if you could, tell me a little bit about your college career and your career up until the point where you got into the Venture Asheville business.
Yeah, are we recording now also? Or
yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Great. Well, hi, everybody. So I got my bachelor's in history and education from the University of Florida, so I wanted to be a teacher. And I did that for only a year. I ran a multimedia lab at a private school in South Florida, and it was a Mac lab, so all the iLife suite. It was, you know, the class in school where you learned how to use the cameras and make a TV show, and then we also did websites and podcasting. And
okay.
Under a kind of multimedia.
Gotcha.
From there, I got recruited to Indiana University. I did a year in a PhD program there, and I dropped out. I didn't want to get a PhD for the reason. And then went back to Florida, where my girlfriend, who's now my wife, was starting vet school. And I was working for a student center, and I was kind of sitting around back in Gainesville, like, I should probably get a graduate degree or something, finish some kind of degree. So I got a master's in entrepreneurship, thinking I'd want to start my own business eventually.
Okay.
And that master's in entrepreneurship degree was really super transformative for my life, my career, what I wanted to do. I still wanted to start my own business, but I really understood the transformative power of entrepreneurship, with an entrepreneurial mindset and what guerrilla marketing and opportunity creation and value creation, problem solving, what all that does for an individual, especially when we look at things like the veterans. We ran a disabled veterans program at Florida. I've done this for several years, and I ran it for 3 years.
Okay.
And you take a veteran with an idea for business, a paragraph on paper. We teach them a 6-week online course on establishing the entrepreneurial mindset. And then they come to campus for 8 days in a boot camp of workshops, training, lectures, and a pitch competition. And it ends with 6 months of mentorship.
Oh, wow.
And watching those folks leave our program and start their careers, start their businesses, and make money, and watch them, you know, better themselves and from whatever situation they came into our program with, and how they leave and how they improve and they make more money. And not just that, but the upward mobility it has from entrepreneurship has for individual.
Yeah.
Pales in comparison to what happens when these businesses do well.
Right.
And they start hiring other people, and those families are part of the upward mobility also. And that really solidified to me the power entrepreneurship has to be this incredible driver of upward mobility and economic development.
Yes.
And that really lit a fire under me that that's the kind of work I want to be doing, is helping people become entrepreneurs. So I also wanted to get some chops. So I got a sales job at an educational technology company. Did that for a couple years. I launched a startup called Dog Friendly, which was an app that found your location and showed you every dog friendly thing near you, restaurants, parks, hotels, beaches, hiking,
oh, okay.
You name it.
Nice.
We have 13,000 locations on a geolocating map and 15,000 users and a blog and YouTube channel. And that got acquired last year. And so, and you know, I've always been really active in volunteering in the entrepreneurial space. So staying sharp with events and pitch competitions and running startups and working at startups and doing product development. And so when this job opened up at Venture Asheville, I wasn't looking for a job. I was really happy where I was and what I was doing. But this is super aligned with the values of turning people into entrepreneurs.
Right.
To be drivers of their own independence and drivers of economic diversity and mobility in an area. So I really leapt at the opportunity to work here. Now, here at Venture Asheville, what we do is two things. I say we build entrepreneurs and get companies funded. And we do that through three core initiatives. Our mentorship program called Elevate, which this year alone, we've had about 25 companies in it. Through our mentorship program, we've helped these companies raise $3.5 million in investment, create 77 jobs, and earn $12.3 million in revenue.
Wow.
Yeah, and we still have, so we're that's a cycle. So we have new companies coming in all the time and companies graduating, but we've been about 25 companies this year. We have two forms of funding We manage an angel investor network, and we also run a microgrant program, which we raised $25,000 for and put five $5,000 grants into five new companies, very early stage companies.
Okay.
And then we also do programs, partnerships, and events, like attending conferences, sponsoring hackathons, running pitch parties. We've started with 1 Million Cups 5 years ago and handed that off to a team of volunteers. We do the Venture 15, an annual award show for the 15 fastest growing companies in town. And you name it, we're involved in it.
Awesome.
In the entrepreneurial space.
Fantastic. Let me just tell you a little bit of quick about myself so you kind of know where I'm coming from in all this, and then I've got a few more questions. So I had a 25-year career in sales and sales management. My wife and I decided to move to the mountains and kind of change gears a little bit, and she wanted to teach in a university. So we up and pulled out of Eastern Virginia and moved here to the Cullowhee, North Carolina area out here at Western Carolina University. And she's a teacher in the nursing school, and I'm the director of event services here on campus.
Nice.
So as my, career kind of settled in here, I wanted to go back and get my master's degree. And the program that really stuck out to me was the Master's in Innovation, Leadership, and Entrepreneurship. And so currently I'm in my third class, which is third class out of 10 that I'll need to finish the program. And I have found it very, very interesting and a lot of fun, and just gaining some great knowledge. And I think this class in particular has been really interesting just because of the focus on the investment side and how to attract, investors and so forth. So I just kind of went online and wanted to find out what kind of opportunities were in Asheville for people, that either wanted to invest in, new small businesses, or, if you had an idea and you wanted to open a business, what were your options to try to, get some help?
Great. So 5 years ago, we started the Asheville Angels.
Okay. 5 years ago. Okay.
Yep. And so we 5 years in October. 4 years ago, we merged with Venture South.
Okay.
Here's the honest truth. And I was just talking to my colleagues up in the high country in the Boone area about this. Yesterday, I was talking about this. We don't have a critical density of investment-worthy deals. By critical density, I mean every week or every month, there's got to be an investment-ready company.
Right.
A lot of companies and a lot of money here, but not every company is at the level they're ready for investment, or at the right kind of investment, or the right kind of company. It's a long story there. But the reason we work with Venture South is we're now part of an angel investor network of over 300 accredited investors all across the Southeast. And our deal flow is sourced from all across the Southeast, too.
Okay, so not just the Asheville Buncombe County area.
That's right. So we are a local chapter of Venture South.
Okay.
All of our investors are right here. And we do bring in local companies, but we also, there's not enough local companies to satisfy an angel group for 5 years. So
gotcha.
We have to branch out. Because, again, it's about density.
Yep.
There's not enough right here in Buncombe County, but when we start pulling in all the Carolinas, now we have more deals we know what to do with, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of capital for the good deals.
Right.
Good deals never have trouble finding money. And that's really the truth. So, our local investors, prefer local deals. They like to see local companies. So even if a company doesn't go through the pipeline and the whole Venture South flow, where they go from, a contact to a screening meeting to the roadshow, we'll still bring in local companies pretty often because our local investors want to know about them.
Gotcha.
And we introduce them and say, here's so-and-so, here's what they're trying to do. If you want to follow this deal, you're on your own. That's fine. It's just not an official, Asheville Angel deal. You'd be essentially a private investor.
Okay. Very good.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So let me back up a little bit what Asheville Angels likes. It's got to be tech-focused, highly scalable, like any other angel group. We're looking for a 10x exit in 3 to 5 years. That's pretty standard.
Okay.
We're very open and honest about the fact that we don't expect anybody to IPO
Okay.
Actually get acquired and stuff that we're looking for.
Yep.
We generally fund companies in the $100 to $1 million range.
Okay.
And we're looking for 10 to 30% equity in the company in that funding. Meaning we're generally funding companies in the valuation of anywhere from probably the majority are the $2 to $6 million range. And we've had a few creep up towards $10 million range.
Okay.
But we generally don't get, and so that keeps us the seed and Series A stage.
Okay.
Not a late stage investment firm. We are an early stage investment group.
Gotcha. So for my class, we're reading the book called Winning Angels, Seven Fundamentals of Early Stage Investing by David Amos and Howard Stevenson. And it's really about, you know, if you have an interest in becoming an angel investor, here's some of the strategies and things that you should really get educated on before you leap in with both feet. What kind of advice would you have for people interested in becoming an angel investor?
So first of all, I haven't read that book.
Okay.
I've actually never heard of it. So I would like to look into that. I'll be curious to see what they come up with.
I can email you that title and all that information if you want me to.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'd be really good. I'd appreciate that. So what I tell people, angel investing, and I hate gambling. I don't like Las Vegas. I don't like gambling.
Right, me either. I'm not good at it.
But I'll tell you, angel investing, it's a lot more like roulette than poker or blackjack.
Okay.
You got to play the field. Or maybe it's more like craps.
Yeah.
Like you got to get money in the game to expect any kind of return.
Yeah.
Expect to take a bunch of losses and expect your wins to be pretty big when you win.
Gotcha.
Don't expect to win all the time. So I tell folks when they want to be an angel investor, you know, I onboard them. I show them where the meetings are going to be and how the meetings run and what to expect. And then I ask them, how much are you thinking of investing this year? So I want my angel investors to come in knowing their budget, what they can put into deals, and how many deals they expect to get into.
Okay.
So if they say, I've got $100,000 and I'm waiting for that perfect deal, I say, I would much rather you made, you know, five $20,000 investments
or okay.
$10,000 investments. Because we tell people, if you want to be an effective angel investor in the first year, take 5% of your liquid net worth across 10 deals.
Okay.
So that's kind of a rule of thumb that I like to share, because if you're sitting every month in these meetings or every week, whatever, however often you see the deals, waiting for the perfect deal, it will never come.
Right.
And you want to diversify your portfolio, so you don't want to be, for example, in all property tech or all financial tech.
Yeah.
Like you really do want to diversify your portfolio across industry, across founder, and expect to take losses.
Okay. And that's some of the advice that this book is giving too, is that, you know, this is not a something you should keep direct score on, you know, with your wins and losses,
right?
Because you're going to lose more than you win. So,
right.
If there was somebody interested in getting involved with Venture Asheville as an investor, what are some of the criteria you guys look for?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing is being an accredited investor, which is about net worth or salary, a certain level there.
Okay.
If you don't hit that, we don't recommend you become an angel investor.
Okay.
And that's to protect you from losses.
Right.
That's the first thing. The second thing, we look for relevant industry experience, because the way we do due diligence after a company pitches, we ask all the members who would like to volunteer to be on the due diligence team. So if it's a medical device, like we need someone who's a doctor on that team.
Yeah.
Or if it's a new technology in the advertising space, we want some digital marketing or ad people on that team. So we want people with relevant experience.
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
For example, my wife is a veterinarian. I had a pet tech startup, so we know this space really well.
Yeah.
We had a company pitch that was a new diagnostic tool for dogs. So this guy was pitching. And so I told the guys, you know, if there is not a veterinarian on this due diligence team, let me know, because I can step in with enough experience to be dangerous. But I mean, because you got to have, and that's why a lot of times angel groups have entrepreneurs in residence. And so, you know, you might pitch, let's say you're pitching a new food and beverage company, and there's somebody in there who's been a food and beverage expert, and it seems kind of weird. Like, why is this person here? Are they going to steal my idea? No, they're not going to steal your idea. They're there to help the fund make an educated decision.
Gotcha. That sounds good. I want to be conscious of the time. We've about 15 minutes into this interview, so I just wanted to, I think you've answered all
five,
my questions.
I have five I can share with you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, man, I appreciate the time, and I'll send you this link for this book. And if there's anything else, you know, that you might need from me, man, please give me a holler. And I just really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Let me share one thing with you.
Yeah.
On June 26th,
okay,
we're doing an event with my friends at Capital at Play and 1 Million Cups.
Okay.
It's called Capital Connection. It's from 9 to 11 a.m. in Asheville at the Asheville Social Hall. It's going to be a panel discussion and presentations by the Asheville Angels, Asheville Investment Club, Big Path Capital, and Carofin.
Okay.
They have four different kinds of investment groups giving a presentation on what they fund, why they fund it, how they fund, and then a panel. So
fantastic.
And I think you'd enjoy that.
Absolutely. You don't have like an email for registration or anything for that, do you?
Not yet. No, we just announced it this morning.
Okay.
But I've got the email to all the four presenters. We've got the date and time secured. Yeah.
Fantastic.
June 26th. It'll be in the Venture Asheville newsletter.
Okay. Awesome. Yep. Jeff, that sounds great. I look forward to that, and I appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Later.